Hello, I'm Elizabeth Childs, and here is your social media tip of the day. If you want to have a successful presence, you must be present. You must respond to your followers. Otherwise, you end up like dead space and crickets. That's your tip of the day. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and I will see you in my next broadcast. Bye-bye.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So how was your day?
My day has been pretty good so far. How about yours?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. This morning I went for a bike ride because I wanted to make sure that I got out before it got too hot, because right now we're on a heat advisory.
Right.
So it's supposed to be really, really humid today. So I wanted to get out before it got too bad. It really wasn't bad this morning, at least to me, because, you know, when you're riding, you get a bit of a breeze, but also I think it was windy.
Yeah, so at least a breeze kind of helps cool things down a little bit.
Right. Yep. I was pretty sweaty when I got back, though, so it must have been pretty warm, but I didn't really feel it.
Right. Yeah, it's the hot summer weather now towards June and July.
Right. Yep. It's like, welcome to summer. Hello.
That's right. It's my favorite. One of my favorite seasons. I love the warm weather.
Yeah, I like winter.
Completely opposite, right?
Yep. Yeah, I really love winter. I love it when it snows and I don't know, everything about winter.
Yeah, I like summer. It's the only thing I don't like about summer are mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, we are so lucky here. We don't really have mosquitoes.
That's good. Yeah, over here it's pretty bad during the evening hours and they just come out, you know. So, yeah, I have to guard myself against them.
Right. You know, I did hear recently that if you burn coffee, it actually makes them go away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so maybe try that and see if it works.
Okay, yeah, natural way is the best way to go.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it actually works.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be a good thing to find out for sure, a good science experiment.
Yeah, that would be fun. I know that like even at my mom's house, she doesn't get mosquitoes because they live in a valley. So I don't know, for some reason they don't get any, or maybe like one or two, but that's about it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I don't know why we have it here so much. Every once in a while, they have the local city come and spray the streets down at night. So that way it helps keep the mosquito level down.
Oh, yeah. And now, when I lived in Durham, North Carolina, we had mosquitoes all the time. But that's because we were very bad about, you know, we wanted to, like, have rainwater and stuff like that. So we would have this bucket, or, you know, like a trash can that would fill up with rainwater. But we were really bad about, you know, like, we didn't always have opportunities to use it. You know, like, we'd water the plants and then they'd be fine for, you know, a long time. So we kind of attracted the mosquitoes because we kept not emptying it fast enough. So that was our fault.
Right.
Yeah. So we tried to dump it.
Yeah, where there's a lot of water, mosquitoes are bound to be there.
Right. And then also, even though we lived in town, our backyard separated the neighbors just directly behind us. In between us, there was a woods. And so also because of that, we would always get mosquitoes. It was a real battle to mow the lawn. We tried to mow as quick as we could so we didn't get too eaten up.
Yeah. It can get pretty bad, you know, especially with water and I guess the wooded areas.
Yeah. So at least here, like, we have trees, but we don't have, I mean, we have like one, I think there's two trees in my backyard, and then we have one tree, well, two trees in the front yard. And then, so I guess that helps for us to not get mosquitoes. Plus, we also try to not have standing water because we learned our lesson.
Yeah, you can learn it pretty quickly when you have a lot of water there, you know? Yeah. We've had a lot of fireflies, too, this summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just lights up. I live close to a wooded area, so at night when I go walking, it just looks like glitter shining.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice actually. It's almost magical because they're just flying around everywhere and it's just like little bursts of light that you see. So it just looks just like a sparkly a glittery just scene.
Wow. Huh, that's amazing. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, especially at night. You could see so many. They're just all in one place, so you can every few seconds you can see them.
Wow. Now, I did notice last night that I was able to see the fireflies.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
At least they're not, they don't hurt, they don't sting, so that's
Right.
good.
Yeah, they tend to leave us alone.
Right. It's just the bees and the wasps and the
Oh.
mosquitoes, you get so bad.
Yeah, I had bees really bad when I lived in Rochester, Minnesota. Sometimes it was a nightmare. I'd always try to make sure to put the kids in the stroller before we went outside, because otherwise they'd like come after me when I'm trying to put the kid in the stroller.
Yeah, that can be hard, kind of hard to get rid of
Yeah.
very quickly.
I don't really know why we were getting bees.
Yeah, maybe the flower or the scent
Maybe, yeah.
of florals and probably got them, attracted to.
Right. I can't remember. I mean, I had a big tree in the yard. Can't remember. I don't think I had any flowers, but it's been a long time since I've lived there, so I might have. But yeah, something attracted the bees, and so yeah, they were really bad.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to get rid of too, because they can sting pretty quickly. So it's a
Yeah.
good way, good thing to stay away from them as much as possible.
Right. The good thing I'm not allergic.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if I'm allergic or not, because I've never been stung by one, so I
Oh.
don't want to even find
Right.
out.
Yeah, the only time I got stung was one time I was walking, and I guess I was walking on grass, and I thought I was wearing shoes, but I can't remember now. But I got stung on my foot, and that really hurt.
Yeah, I'm
So,
sure.
but yeah, I guess I'm not allergic.
Mosquitoes tend to really cause, I guess, issues for me, because they makes it makes my, arms and legs swell from all
Oh
the
wow.
bites. So yeah, they kind of get really a little bit bad, than normal mosquito bites would. So that's why I like to try to stay away from as much as possible.
Right. Yeah, when I worked at Target, there was a lady who would come in, and she was deathly, like majorly deathly allergic to mosquito bites. And so she would always come with like this yellow band around her neck and on her wrists, and she said she always wears those bands and she doesn't have to worry about mosquitoes.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
nice. Yeah, if that helps, that's more power
Right.
to keep them away.
Right. Yep. Stay away from me, mosquitoes.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I have some more questions about referring to website design.
Sure.
What I wanted to know was, like, it seems like, I mean, I'm talking kind of from personal experience here, but do you have any problems with people like not really acknowledging your skills, like when you're out with people and like mostly men, and they don't seem to really acknowledge the fact that you can still do websites and you're still capable of doing that even though you're a woman? Do you have that problem?
No, I've never actually ran into that problem, but in situations like that, then you can do the best as you can to show them your skill set and your portfolio and to show them what you can do or what you can do to help troubleshoot their problems or issues that they're seeing with their current website and kind of provide that value to them. If at that point they don't see it, then I wouldn't suggest having them as a client and just to move on, but and to thank them for their time.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people think, like the first question that I usually get when I tell people that I'm able to do website design, the first thing they really ask me is, well, did you go to school for that? And so, of course I say no, but I mean, I don't really, in my opinion, I don't really need to go to school for it, because they now have all these wonderful, wonderful templates that you can just build your own, and I can help people out because they don't really have the time to do it. So I don't really need to go to school for it.
Right, and you can always mention that you're self-taught in web design, that you've learned the skills yourself.
Yeah, that's what I do tell them. I told him no, I just did it.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it because you don't have to go to school for it. You can actually learn it through videos or taking classes that they're offered local or just connecting with other web designers that have created
Right.
websites before.
And when since you mentioned videos, I wanted to mention that a lot of people think that it's not capable for somebody to just do it without looking up videos on YouTube. Now, if I ran into a problem that I didn't understand how to do it and I couldn't figure it out, then I might go to YouTube. But there was a lot of times that I would be like, oh, I can't figure this out. Let me ask Phil when he comes home. And then like 10 minutes later, I've got it figured out. So it's almost like I
Yeah,
want them to
sometimes
just
just.
automatically jump to, to think that I needed to look up YouTube, that I couldn't capable, that I'm not capable of doing it without that,
Right. And a lot of times you can dig in yourself and trying to find the solution. And if you can't, then you can always look for other resources to help you out.
Right. Well, the next question I had was, and I did do something that I forgot to say. Welcome to Tamara Chaos. We are glad that everybody is here today and hope you're having a great day. So I forgot to do that. So let me, I just did that now. So the next question I had was, if somebody's new to websites, where would you want them to start?
To start creating a new
Yeah.
website? Well, the best place they can start is reading tutorials on how to best create a website so they can learn what's needed as far as the design work, the planning stages, how to put the website together, how to do the testing at the end, and then also publishing and then releasing it and doing maintenance testing after. So basically, if they learn the initial skills of creating a basic website, they can use that towards creating more advanced websites.
Oh, right. So you think like YouTube, and do you have any other resources that you would tell people?
Wix, Wix.com actually has some great tutorials, so I would definitely recommend Wix as one place to go. And I'm sure there's probably videos on YouTube to, as well to create websites, depending on if you use builders such as WordPress, for example. I'm sure there's plenty of videos on that.
Right. I would actually advise people to just try to figure it out on their own before they jump to YouTube, because from what I found, I don't always look for things online of how to do things, because 9 times out of 10, the videos and everything that I find are outdated.
Well, that's true too. So the best thing is to do is if you can't figure it out, look for videos that are more
Right.
recent.
Yeah, maybe put like the year or something. Maybe that would help.
Yeah, that would especially like for this year, 2018. So look for more of the latest
Right.
videos.
Okay. So let's say somebody wants to start a business doing website design. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, basically learn the skills needed to create the website. There's a lot of moving pieces that one needs to learn in order to create one. So the first is the planning stage. So to meet with your client or your customer and actually sit with them and walk them through what they need to address for their website, whether starting from their domain and then going all the way to the layout, the color, the content, how they would like it to appear visually, and then putting all the pieces together to actually build the website itself.
That's a very good advice.
Thanks. And it does take time, so websites shouldn't be rushed in when creating them. It should be done, in a thoughtful manner and not just put bits and pieces together, but actually create the whole layout so that way it's functioning properly and also visually appealing at the same
Right.
time.
Yeah, definitely websites can't be rushed, because if then it doesn't look, it's not going to look as good. And plus, things might not be working. Things can be missed.
That's right. So you want to make sure that everything is working properly, and plus you want to make sure that you have the responsive website, which is also mobile friendly because most people are searching using their mobile devices. So you want to make sure that the mobile search capability is there and is functioning properly as well too.
Okay. Well, that is all my questions for today. Did you have any questions for me?
No, I can't think of anything right now, but how is your website development going?
It's pretty good. I don't really have any clients right now, but I do have one that I am going to be working with. It's kind of funny because he was going to be my client, and then he decided that he jumped the gun and hired me just a little too quick. And so he kind of backed out from not from getting a website. And so I've been doing other things for him. And I recently took photos of him and his band. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but he said to me that he was getting a lot of resistance, I think, from his other band members about hiring me to do the website. They wanted to hire like a super professional. And so I think that's why another reason why he had to back out. And so I took pictures of his band. And he said that my pictures were better than the professional person that they had. So I don't know if that, I think it probably means that I don't really think that the actual, I don't think it was the quality of the photo, but I don't mean like as far as resolution and everything like that. I'm sure the other guy's photos were had much better resolution, but because I'm a vlogger, I look for certain shots. And plus Phil was there too. And so we kind of like worked together and he told me some ideas, because we really love to watch bands, and so there's certain pictures that we love to go for in our own personal life. So I think because we already had the personal experience of taking pictures of bands, I think that really helped. And so he really liked my pictures, and he said they were better than the professionals. So I'm like, okay, whatever you say. I'm glad he feels that way. And so because of that, the band members have decided that maybe I should build the website. And so they're back on board with having me build the website, but I'm still waiting for them to bring me some photos and some MP3s because they want to put MP3s on the website to, so that people can download the music. So I'm still waiting on that. So, but after I get all of that, then I'll start his website. But he is paying me to put some VHS of his preaching onto DVD. So I'm still working for him, but just in a different way.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you got the opportunity to do it. So that brings about another point is a lot of times, as I was saying, you don't want to have your website built. So if anyone's rushing through it, I would actually think about it twice before actually having them work on your website. It should be at a point where that person is always there to help you out if you have any questions and not just put something together and just say, here you go. You need to have someone that's available so you can actually ask them questions as you go along through the process and making sure everything's working as expected. And then even after the website is published, there's someone that you can go to as a resource if you run into any issues with your website while it's still functioning.
Right. Yeah, because I think it's really frustrating, like if you're trying to work with somebody and you ask them a question and they it's like 2 or 3 weeks later and they still haven't answered you. It's kind of like frustrating on how to get things done.
Yeah, and at that point, I have learned one thing. Even if I'm seeking help from somebody else, to get something done, if that individual or individuals do not respond back in time, then they're pretty much not on my list
Right.
as a go-to person or as a referral point, because if they can't respond in a, adequate time, continue with my project. So I have to find another resource to pull in to help work it
Right.
out.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm not having that problem with this band. They're pretty good at responding.
That's good. I like it when people respond back in a timely manner, at least within, a couple days at maximum, within a day as a
Right.
minimum.
Right. Yeah. And then he's
And you
also a bodybuilder too, so he's been paying me to take pictures of his muscles, and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's good. And then he can at least have some photos to put in your portfolio from that session as well too.
Right. Yeah, those he doesn't want anywhere. He doesn't want to post. Yeah, he doesn't want to post it anywhere, but maybe with the band pictures, maybe I can give him or ask him permission. I did actually share his Facebook page to my Facebook page, so that way people can see the pictures that I took. So the band is called The Rescue, and my Facebook page is called Tamara Chaos, and you can pretty much find Tamara Chaos on a lot of social networks. I just got on Smule, and it's a singing app, and so I'm on there, and I'm also on Musical.ly. So there's a ton of social media apps that I'm on. You can find Tamara Chaos.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm sure that this will be a good connection point for you that people can reach out to learn more about what you do.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Well, I'm looking forward to our next session on Friday. It is the week of the 4th. Are you still okay with meeting?
Yes, that'd be
Okay.
great.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I'm okay with meeting. So we will see everybody next Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, thank you for visiting and coming to our session.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.